You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinions of anyone at KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Tomorrow I'll be giving my unemployment report. Every month, the Department of Labor Bureau of Labor Statistics publishes its monthly survey of both the household survey and the so-called establishment survey of businesses. And from that report, we get the monthly update of what the unemployment rate was. In this case, it will be for June. I have no idea what it's going to be. It'll probably be 6.3% plus or minus one or two tenths of a percent. But I want to at least alert you that I will be giving it to you tomorrow in terms of my opinion on it. That'll be just one of many other stories that I will be covering. But leading into that, I've been giving in the last couple of weeks, not every day, but updates on what's happening on the immigration front. And the reason why is I still believe there's going to be a push in the House of Representatives as well as the Senate to pass some form of immigration reform. If it doesn't happen before the August recess, it'll probably happen after the elections. And remember, the election day is November 4th of this year, first Tuesday. And that's where I think you're going to see a big push. If it's not in the next coming weeks before the recess, it'll definitely be after the elections. It could happen any time, though. And that's why I'm covering this. Because today in the news, and I've heard it, well, not only today, last night on and even on the talk radio shows, there have been a lot of demonstrations, specifically in California, against the shipping of illegal aliens, in this case teenagers, originally from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. And apparently, if you listen to some of the comments of the people that I think should know, the U.S. Border Patrol, it looks like about 1,000 children per day are crossing into the United States over the United States Mexican border. Now, if they were adults, if they were 18 or above and were adults, and assuming the U.S. Border Patrol apprehended them, they would be sent back. It's called a turnaround. And they basically give you a choice. You can either be arrested and detained in the United States, or we'll send you back to Mexico, at least on the first time you're caught. The problem is many people repeat it many, many, many times, and it's a problem. But that's only a fraction of the problem, because what's going on? And remember, most of these people that cross over, whether they're adults and children, the majority of it that are serious about it and are really trying to get to, for example, Dallas or other cities north of the border, they do it in the night. Because you have less of a chance, frankly, of being captured. Now, even though the U.S. Border Patrol has equipment to see in the night, it's just more difficult to spot someone in these remote areas at night. So the more professional human smugglers, that's what they do. And it's also safer to do it at night in one respect, that it's not as hot. Now, we're in Dallas, Texas, but anyone from Texas will tell you in July, especially July, August, even into September, it gets really hot in Texas. I remember the first year I was in Texas, we had a series of 100-degree days, day after day after day. Now, they'll say it's a very dry heat. We don't have the humidity of a Houston, thank goodness, but it's still really hot, especially when it gets up to over 100, 101, 105, 110, and that's day after day after day. Now imagine you're crossing over the United States-Mexican border and have to contend with that. It's not pleasant. You better be taking a lot of water, and you better quickly get to beyond the border. Now, what's happening, and I think a lot of people are missing that, and I think I somewhat missed it, but I've been listening to several senators, namely Senator Jeff Sessions, as well as retiring Oklahoma Senator Tom Coburn, on what's happening in terms of the immigration situation and the bill the Senate passed last year, but it has not been acted into law. And I'm going to spend a few moments on that. But let's first concentrate on people coming across the border. And let's put it in context. About 40 to 50% of the illegal immigration problem has nothing to do with the United States-Mexican border. Let me say that again. 40 to 50%. Why do I say that? And it's not me, it's people that have looked into this. A large percentage of the illegal immigrants here are what's called visa overstays. They fly into the United States, they have their passports, they have their visas, and their different types of visas. They present it, which they're required to do, for inspection, and they enter the United States legally. In other words, that's the way you're supposed to do, whether you're a tourist or a businessman on going to see his customers or suppliers, or if you're a student going to college. That's how most people coming here legally do that. And it's mainly by jet aircraft flying into the major entry points, whether it's Boston, New York, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Miami. They're coming to America either to do business, to sightsee, or get educated, and I'm sure there are other reasons. But they're doing it legally, and that's important. They're doing it the right way. So far, so good. And I applaud them for doing it. And you need to keep in mind, I haven't been traveling recently, but at one time I did a lot of traveling both within the United States and mainly for vacations. One time to Canada, but that was more business. If you go to a foreign country, you have to present your passport. And in many countries, you're required to have a visa. In other words, before you even go, you have to go either to their consulate or embassy and get a visa. And there are organizations that process it. And it takes a little time, but you get a visa. And once you have that visa, together with your passport, some cases you also have to have certain medical information or shot records, immunization records, but it's primarily your passport and visa, you can go abroad. And when you land at an airport, just like if you land at an airport in the United States, you have to go through immigration, what we call immigration and customs. And usually they'll ask you a question, why are you here? I'm here on business. They might ask you a follow-up question, who you're seeing. You tell who you're seeing. Thank you very much. Have a good trip. Or you say, I'm here for my vacation. I have on a tour. Well, thank you for visiting the country. It's very much pro forma. Now, obviously, if for whatever reason you're flagged, maybe you're a terrorist trying to get in, and they're alerted to that fact, you're going to be questioned. Or they think you're smuggling drugs, you're going to be questioned. But most, I would say the overwhelming majority of the people, whether it's leaving the United States, entering another country, or coming from other countries into the United States, that is the typical scenario or situation. And that's the way it should be, and that's the way countries protect their sovereignty. They will only allow into the country people that have a legitimate reason to be here if you're not a citizen. And when I came back from a vacation from Europe many years ago, I was in the Air Force then, and I did have some, I think I had chocolates because I came from Switzerland. I think I had some minor, you know, gifts, nothing really valuable to declare. But they asked, do you have anything to declare? No, I don't. Are you a citizen of the United States? Yes, I am. I'm given the U.S. passport. They know that. And thank you, you know, welcome back to the United States, Captain Pronk. I was a captain at that time. It took maybe 2 minutes if it took that. It took longer to find my luggage. And I had some people meeting me. I think my aunt was meeting me there because she lives in New York. Now, that's the normal situation. That's the way, whether you're leaving the United States to visit other countries on business, on vacation, or maybe to be educated abroad or coming into the United States, that is the normal situation. That's according to the rule of law. And that's what nations do to protect their sovereignty, to protect their borders from people that they don't want to let into their country. That's the way it should be. And that's what the overwhelming majority of Americans want. That's all they're asking from the federal government is to please enforce current immigration law. Not an unreasonable request. I think that's very, very reasonable. Now, back in 1986, Congress passed a bill that gave amnesty citizenship. And initially, the estimates were anywhere from 250,000 to 1 million people that were here illegally. In other words, they didn't enter the country that way. Some of them might have entered legally but overstayed their visa, but most were from primarily Mexico, Central America, some from South America and the Caribbean. And the estimate then was there were about 250,000 to 1 million people that under this Immigration Reform and Control Act was going to grant citizenship after you had to meet certain requirements, you know, lived here for a number of years. However, what turned out, over 3 million illegals were eventually given citizenship. Now, the deal was that was going to be a one-time event. In other words, we'll grant amnesty to those that are here illegally. It's also referred to the Simpson-Mazzoli Act. But that was immigration reform and control. It's the control aspects that seemed to be forgotten. Not seemed to be, they were forgotten. In other words, and Ronald Reagan went along with this, although eventually he said it was probably his worst mistake. Why? The U.S. borders were not controlled. In other words, we really didn't solve the problem. At that time, we thought this was the solution. Obviously, it didn't work. Because today alone, in terms of just the children, there are at least 1,000 children coming from Central America through Mexico into the United States. That's a journey, a trip of over 1,000 miles. In some cases, it's nearly 2,000 miles. And they're hopping trains, which is dangerous, riding freight trains through Mexico. They get to the border towns and they cross into the United States. Who are they? They're primarily children. Now, I've told the story before, but I think it's worth repeating. I had a friend who works in a hospital, and he speaks Spanish, and he's a U.S. citizen. But he asked me, he said, Ray, you're familiar with what's going on in immigration? I said, yeah, generally. I'm sort of up on the topic. He says, I have a friend, speaks Spanish, is here illegally, and she was telling me, and I forget whether it was her daughter or son was coming to this country alone. However, when he got to the border, he was going to tell the U.S. Border Patrol that his mother lives in the United States, had a telephone number, so they could verify that. So this child could be reunited with her, with his or her mother. I said, well, if the person was a U.S. citizen, maybe that's how it works. But no, there's absolutely no such program that I'm aware of. And to take a little further, if the lady's here illegally, she runs the risk of being deported. She goes down there and picks them up. She might be arrested along with her or detained. Police officers are a little picky on that. Well, we don't arrest. We just detain you. You just can't leave. You're not under arrest. You're detained. And if you're polite, don't give them trouble. They might release you if they don't have a charge. I said, well, I don't know how this lady is going to do this, but if she goes down there, she runs that risk. I said, it's news to me. Well, about the same time, and this was several weeks ago, maybe even several months ago, it started to break in the news. And remember, this has been going on since last October, that children were coming across, teenagers. You got to remember the numbers in 2011 and the exact number escapes me, but it was about 11 or 12,000. I forget the exact number for the whole year. Now we're talking around 1,000 per day, and on weekends as many as 2,000 a day. So on a weekly basis, we're probably talking at least 7,000. And you can do the math, there are 52 weeks. So that's over 360,000 children, teenagers, coming across the border. It's a flood of children. Illegal. They are illegal aliens. That is the technical category. Now, what's different is if you're an adult and are apprehended at the border, you will most likely, especially if it's your first offense, and that is a misdemeanor, by the way, if you enter the United States without presenting your papers at a designated inspection point, like when you fly into an airport, there's an immigration and custom person there and you present your passport. If you don't do that, you're committing a crime. And at the first offense, it's a misdemeanor. The second offense, it's a felony. So technically, you are a criminal alien at that point. Remember, you're detained at the border. You're apprehended at the border and detained on the border. And for most people, especially the first time, you fall in the category of a turnaround. You either be detained or we can send you back today. Which would you rather do? They'll say, I'd rather be sent back. Now, why? Well, tomorrow they're going to just try it again, or maybe next week at a different spot or a different time. They're going to try to do the same thing. Now, I keep hearing, and I always, when I talk about immigration, especially illegal immigration, I always need to say this. There's the Pew Hispanic Research Center that puts out some statistics. They're really just estimates. I call them wild ass, you know what. They're wags. And you hear the number, and that's the basis for the so-called 11 million illegal aliens that are here. There have been other studies. Many of these are dated, you know, 5, 10, 15 years ago, that are much higher. You never hear about that number. The number you'll hear repeated and repeated and repeated, and it's very frustrating, is that 11 million. And now occasionally they might say 11.8 million, or it's slightly down from 12 million to 11.5. But the general number you hear, it's like an echo chamber. 11 million, 11 million. It's like it's the gospel. The problem is all of these numbers are estimates to begin with. But if you talk to the people on the border, what will they tell you? For every person trying to break into this country, and that's what they're trying to do, by coming here illegal, either going through the fence, around the fence, over the fence, under the fence. However, for every apprehension on the U.S.-Mexican border, and remember, that's a little more than half the problem. The other half is the people that come here legally. Always keep that in mind. You're only looking at most about a little over half the problem. But for everyone that is apprehended, in other words, the U.S. Border Patrol captures them, usually handcuffs them, and detains them, and then they process them, fingerprint them, photograph them, get information to see if they're a criminal or not, if they have the time. And then most of those people are simply turned around. They're called turnarounds. There's a turnarounds. They turn them around and send them back to Mexico. And then, like I said, a few days later or a few weeks, different location, they try it again. But for every one that they apprehend, they will tell you conservatively three to five, make it across the border and go to cities such as Dallas, Houston, Fort Worth, across the nation. Most of the focus today, and most of the emphasis today, and most of the news reports today, as well as over the years, is on border security. We have to secure the borders. Listen to any newscast, and that's what you hear. The first priority is to secure the borders. And I agree with that. Yeah, if you're truly going to deter illegal immigration, that's the first step. In other words, you have to enforce immigration law. So the U.S. Border Patrol is the first line of defense. And for many, many years, those numbers were, and it varies from year to year, but for many years, it was over a million. Recently, there's been a It's almost like it fell off a cliff. Not quite. It's in the 300,000 to 400,000 range. But for many, 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 many years, it was a million, you know, plus or minus a couple hundred thousand. And what that meant is there are at least 3 million to 5 million illegal aliens, not immigrants. If you come here legally, you're an immigrant. If you come here illegally, you're an illegal alien. And I'll even go further. You're a criminal alien because most of the people that come here, they're not here to get educated. They're not here to do a tourist. They're here to get a job. I understand that. They're fleeing usually corrupt governments, many of them controlled by drug dealers, where there, you don't have the rule of law. You have the rule of men, and many of those men are corrupt dictators or tyrants. And I would say if I were in that situation, I would try to come to the United States either legally or illegally just to get here. I understand their position, and I understand what their main motivation is to get a job. And once they get that job, either they bring their family from whatever country they're fleeing, or they send money back, or a combination of the both. That's the main motivation people are coming here. And that's an important point that I will elaborate in just a second, because that's what I think we're missing here, and it needs to get a lot of attention. So I believe, yes, the first thing you got to do is secure the borders for the simple reason if you don't do that. And what do I mean by secure the borders? The Senate bill does not do this, but there are experts in this area that said if you truly had good leadership and a good plan and good implementation, you could get at least 90%, if not more, would be apprehended. Ladies and gentlemen, it is nowhere near 90%, and I'm not happy with 90%. I think it should be at least 95 to 98%. But that would require a double fence, a road, probably electrifying many portions of that fence. It would have to be well patrolled. You would have to use technology. And it would have to be done, quite frankly, in a very thorough and complete manner. And it's definitely going to take more resources to do that. Do we have that today? No. We have slightly less than 19,000 U.S. Border Patrol agents. And many of those agents today, a good percentage of them, what are they doing? They're taking care of children and processing. They're not apprehending anywhere near what they used to be apprehending, namely a million or more. But that's, so if you ask me how to secure the borders, that's how you do it. But what's in that Senate bill? One thing you need to be aware of, and Senator Coburn points this out because he has a very good, and I need to say this, should have said it a little earlier. I have a companion blog to this show that's pronkpops.wordpress.com. That's pronkpop, pronkpops.wordpress.com. And if you go to that blog website, at the very top, you'll find links to the recent 60 or more shows at the very top, and at the very bottom, links to all my shows except for the first 7 that no longer are posted on the server. But in between, you'll get a lot of information, mainly YouTube videos, charts. For example, on this one, I have charts on both legal and illegal immigration, articles, relevant, timely, breaking news stories. And the reason why I'm talking about illegal immigration today, it is in the news. And the American people are pushing back. They don't want these illegal aliens in their neighborhoods. Not in my neighborhood. And that's what's happening, and the American people are pushing back. I think that's just the tip of the iceberg. The American people are reasonably asking their federal government enforce the immigration laws. And I need to remind you, if you read the United States Constitution, Article 4, and I'm just paraphrasing here, it is the responsibility of the federal government to protect the states from invasion. And when you're talking 3 to 5 million illegal aliens, either crossing the U.S. border or overstaying their visas, ladies and gentlemen, that's an invasion when you multiply it by at least the last 15 years. Because even if a million of them go back, you're talking 45 million plus are already here, not 11 million. And that's why I continually point this out. I give no credibility to the Pew Hispanic Research Center and their 11 million estimate. There are other ways to get at this. Now, who probably knows? The National Security Agency knows because they have access to satellites that photograph the U.S. border every day. And they have analysts that can do an analysis using computer software to determine how many illegals are crossing. It's not 11 million. That is the one thing I can guarantee. I don't know the number, but it's not 11 million. That's the big lie number. That's to keep the lid on it, and the mass media repeats it so much that no matter what side of this question or issue you're on, oh, it's 11 million. Where'd you get that number? I don't know. It's 11 million. What's the methodology? Have you talked to the people on the border that know what's going on? I always say it's between 30 and 50 million. It could be higher, but it's somewhere in that vicinity. Now, why does the media keep propagating that number? They don't want you to know it's 30 to 50 million because they know if the American people knew that, they would be marching in the street. They would be marching on Washington, demanding the heads of the senators and representatives and even the president that are pushing for comprehensive immigration reform. And the reason is very simple. They have either themselves or their friends or their children or their grandchildren don't have jobs, or if they're lucky to have a job, it's a part-time job. We're talking at least 20 million American citizens that were born, raised, and educated in the United States, having difficulties, in many cases, extreme difficulties, finding a job. And we don't have our senators, our representatives, or even a president talking about this. They're more concerned about illegal aliens, criminal aliens, that only break into our country, then proceed to get fraudulent documents so they can work here, which is a felony, and then work here without having legal status, which is also a felony. In other words, they're three-time losers. They're criminals. And I'm not talking about having a criminal record. I'm just saying, we're a nation where the rule of law matters, and the first thing they do is three times break our laws, and we let them get away with it. At least the powers in Washington let them get away with it, and that is what the American people are sick of, and that's why you have protests in California today. It'll be on the news, and I think this is just one of many that are going to happen. We want, it's very simple, the enforcement of immigration law. Nothing more, nothing less. No excuses, no reform, no pathway to citizenship, no legal status. Deport them. That's the law. And who caused the problem? They like to, I just listened to President Obama. Well, it's broken. Who broke it? Who did not enforce the immigration law for the last, since 1986? The federal government. They're responsible for enforcement. Now, let me, before I look at, I'm looking at the clock, but I need to make a key point. The emphasis seems to be on the border, the U.S. Border Patrol, where it should be. But that's really the first line of defense, because most of them get through. They're in Dallas, Houston, Fort Worth, you name it, across the country. Where the laws are not being enforced is by ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement. They primarily collect customs duties. Like I said, I flew in the airport. They ask you, do you have anything to declare? And if you do, you might have to pay a tax. That's one of their major functions, and that's what they primarily do. What are they not doing? They are not vigorously enforcing immigration law once they get to the cities, such as sanctuary cities, such as Dallas. They're not enforcing the law. Our police are not, local police will not enforce immigration law. They'll say, sorry, that's a federal issue. But the federal government is not enforcing the law. And let me remind the president, the senators, and representatives, you swore an oath to defend and protect the Constitution of the United States. And in the Constitution of the United States, Article 4, Section 4 says you will protect the states against invasion, and we've had an invasion for 15 years, and where is the enforcement once they break into our country, commit crimes, work here? Where's the enforcement? It's not happening. It is not happening. I know it in Dallas. I can go to almost any business in Dallas and find illegals. There's no point in calling ICE because they won't enforce the law. It is that simple. And that's what the American people are getting madder and madder and madder about. And then we have the Senate passing laws. And one of the provisions is the Secretary of Homeland Security can waive it, just like Obama did with Obamacare. That's not the rule of law. That's the rule of men. That is corruption. And that's what we're talking about here, the corruption of the political elitist establishment, because it's really both parties. And let me give you the extent of the corruption. There's a section of this law. This is the Senate bill. It hasn't been passed, but I'm paraphrasing. When you go to a job, what do? You fill out an job application, and your prospective employer will, at least Texas, probably other states, will ask you for two things: your Social Security card and your driver's license. They'll make a copy of both of those and hand it back to you. Why? They want to document the fact that you're a U.S. citizen, that you have a Social Security number, and you have a Texas driver's license. This law would, if you were going to go after the employers and or the, well, the employers, businesses, any organization that employs people, and go after them for employing illegal aliens, what would you ask for? You would ask for the employment application and documents you have that you use to verify that they have legal status to work for. You know what this law does? It says you can't use those documents, either in a criminal or a civil procedure. That is the type of corrupt Senate that you have today. In other words, they have no intention of really enforcing immigration law. It is a joke, folks. It is not comprehensive immigration reform. It's just the opposite. It's just like what happened in 1986. The Democrats lied to the American people, and the deal was we were going to have enforcement, we were going to have Border Patrol, and we would never have this problem again. In less than 20 years, not only do we have the same problem again, it's of an order of magnitude of at least 10 times the problem it was. And why? Because the federal government refused to enforce existing immigration law. See, all the attention is on the U.S. border, which it should be, because that's the first line of defense. But when 3 out of 5 of everyone that comes, out of everyone that breaks into the country, only one gets apprehended, 3 out of 5 make it to Dallas or any other city in the United States, there's not enforcement in the cities. That is what's going on. That's the scandal. And Obama gets on the television. The problem is the House of Representatives won't have a vote. Yes, they won't have a vote. You know why they won't have a vote? Because the people in their own districts would vote them out of office. They're not going to commit political suicide. And the only reason the Democratic Party wants to do this is because once these people have citizenship, they believe, and I think correctly, 3 out of 4 of them will become Democratic voters. And the only reason you have some betrayers of their own oath of office that are Republicans is because of the campaign contributions. Because it's the Wall Street Journal with its open borders policy, it's the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and it's large corporations that are behind this Senate bill. And the reason they're behind it would all, because of these provisions, many of those organizations would be liable for huge fines. But because the law was written so that you can't use basic evidence to convict them, they would never pay it. That's what's going on. It's corruption, folks. It's corruption. And the politicians go along with it for one simple reason: they get huge campaign contributions. The businesses want it for one simple reason: they want a cheap and compliant labor force. It's not hard to understand what motivates both the Democratic Party and, sad to say, a significant portion of the Republican Party. It is the wholesale corruption of our political elite in Washington, so-called political elite. They're selling out the American people. They're selling out you, me, your children and grandchildren. And tomorrow I'll give you the unemployment numbers for June. You have been listening to the Pronk Pop Show. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You have been listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas.